Hey, baker friends! Meg here from Bakery Business Academy. Coming up on June 4th, 2024, I'll be teaching our next virtual bakery finance workshop, and I hope you'll join us. If you struggle with pricing your menu items and feel like there's something holding you back from building a truly profitable and enjoyable food business, then I hope you'll please join me for this free workshop. We're going to be diving deep into menu pricing, creating a healthy bakery budget that works for your business, and also covering some of the common pricing mistakes that I see bakery owners making all the time. Attending this workshop is a great way to brush up on your business finance knowledge, meet some other awesome bakery owners, and get your nagging pricing questions answered. To sign up and snag your ticket for free, visit bakerybusinessacademy.com/workshop. That's bakerybusinessacademy.com/workshop. All right, let's get into today's episode. From Bakery Business Academy, welcome to the Kitchen Notes Podcast, a show for bakers and food entrepreneurs who want to build profitable bakery businesses that make an impact in their communities. We're your hosts, Meg and Molly Sveck.
Hey there, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Kitchen Notes. I am very excited to be recording part three of our three-part 2023 kickoff series. If you have been listening along for the last week or so, we have been recapping all the good, bad, and ugly of what happened in 2022 with our bakery business. And then in today's episode, we're going to be looking ahead to the new year, talking about what goals we have for the business and how Molly and I are kind of framing the new year around some themes. So I'm excited to share this with you today. If you haven't listened to part one or part two of this mini series, maybe hit pause on this episode and go back and check out those, or you can listen today and go back and revisit those in the future. But in any event, it is the beginning of a new year. When I'm recording this, it is February 1st. So it's a good time to kind of refresh, reframe your year and think about what went well, what could have been better from last year as you're thinking about goal setting for the new year. So that's what we've been doing with this series. And I am excited to share with you all some of what we have in store for 2023. I love listening to these episodes when other business owners do these at the start of a new year. I'm obsessed with all things goal setting and finance and all the good things. So this should be good. Yeah, so 2023, what are we working on? I gave a similar version of this presentation, what we're going to talk about in the podcast today. We presented all this information to our team this week. We had a company all hands at Spilt Milk, so all of our front of house and all of our back of house team, everyone from the baristas to the bakers, the dishwashers, everyone was there. And it was a good opportunity for us all to get together and reset as a team as we go into the new year. I already shared this information with them and I'm excited to share it with you guys today. And I am also very curious to hear your feedback. So as you're listening to this episode today, if you have thoughts on any of this stuff or want to continue the conversation, please ping us in our free Facebook group or shoot me an email and I'd love to continue the conversation. So let's dive into it. Part three, what is going on for 2023? What we are focusing on. So Molly sent me an article last fall. And for those of you who don't know, Molly is my business partner. We own a bakery together in here outside Chicago in Oak Park. It's called Spilt Milk. She's my business partner, also my sister. And we're frequently trading notes back and forth, you know, interesting things we read or things we come across online that we think, you know, could help the business. So she sent me an article last year and I read it and I have been thinking about it ever since. I absolutely love reading business articles, business books, all that good stuff. But this one really was super insightful and I'm excited to share it with you guys. So the article is called The Triple Bottom Line, What It Is and Why It's Important. It's in the Harvard Business School online. They have like an online blog that's super useful, always has interesting stuff in it. And I'll link to the article in the show notes. I would encourage you to take the time to read through it. It's a quick read. You know, you can read it in 5 minutes and there's a little video in there as well where they talk through what the triple bottom line is and why it's, you know, important. This is an article from 2020, but it's still very much relevant in 2023. But to summarize what this concept is, the triple bottom line is a concept that says that companies or businesses should commit to measuring not only their financial performance, which is typically the metric by which businesses measure their success, is are you profitable or not? And how profitable are you? They should also be measuring their social and environmental impact. So rather than just focusing on generating more profit, generating more revenue, you know, the traditional bottom line, it can be broken down into the three P's, and they're calling these people, planet, and profit. So traditionally, businesses only would measure their success or, you know, lack of success by the bottom line, the profit. And this article is arguing that in this day and age, you should really be measuring your performance based on these three metrics. So this is different than what, you know, would typically be the case in a capitalist economy, which we live in here in America. But it's important because, you know, shareholder value is not the most important metric anymore. And we as small business owners, I think, all know this. It's important to think about your community, think about the impact you're having in your community, think about your employees and are they happy and are they well taken care of and are they enjoying their jobs? What is your environmental impact as a small business? What is your carbon footprint? How are you quantifying that? How are you measuring your impact and how are you working to reduce your environmental impact and be a good steward of the environment? So I love how this article frames the notion that businesses should hold themselves to a higher standard. And when I read this article, I was immediately like, yes, we need to do a better job of this. But it's not necessarily easy. It's not something you can just say, okay, yes, we're going to do this. Let's go for it. So Molly and I did a ton of talking and thinking on this throughout the last half of the year. And we committed to making these three pillars our focus for 2023. And not only figuring out how we're going to measure these items, but how are we going to access experts and resources to make sure we're doing a good job and hitting our goals. So that's what we're kind of focusing on 2023. We're making people and planet a core, in addition to profit, a core theme of our business. And we're framing our goals around these three verticals. So on the people side, we're talking about things like, how can we make this the very best experience for not only our employees, but our customers and the wider community? So we want to make Spilt Milk the best place to work for our team. This means everything from the compensation package that we're able to offer our employees, to the training that they experience as they're onboarding or, you know, functioning in their role, to any kind of benefits or bonuses we're offering our employees in terms of lunches or access to additional training and resources outside of Spilt Milk's own training and onboarding process. So for example, we're looking at sending our management team to a Zing train. Zingerman's is a bakery in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And they have managerial trainings and different trainings through their Zing Train program. So we're looking at how can we train our managers better? All of these things lead to a happier workforce. We're looking at, you know, as I mentioned in the previous episodes, turnover was a big deal for us. Our labor costs were very high. So we really want to invest in our existing team to try to reduce turnover and invest in the people we already have on our team so that they can do the very best job they can. So on the people side, you know, we're talking about things related to our employees. We're also talking about what are ways we can better serve the wider Oak Park and Chicagoland community and the hospitality community in general and give back in meaningful ways. And how can we give back to the community in ways that are important to our employees as well? So, for example, one of our employees is super, super passionate about literacy and literacy education and things related to that. So she is looking at, can we work with, there's a particular organization in our community that works on initiatives related to literacy and children. So we told her, if there's some way that Spilt Milk can assist with this, or if there's some, you know, avenue for raising money or collecting books for the kids or whatever you want to do, you can take that as something you want to work on and we will help you with that. It's about serving the community and giving back and helping our people feel included and important in this process because they really are. And that's, I believe, what small business is all about. So people, we're making people our number one focus for 2023. And I am really excited about that. On the planet side, you know, if you've ever followed along with our journey, you know that in 2021, we became 100% carbon neutral business. And we did that through purchasing carbon offset credits. And at the time, this was something made available to us through our Chamber of Commerce. We learned a lot about it. We're using a company called Tradewater to offset our carbon footprint. We purchase carbon offset credits every single month, and those go toward eliminating and reducing refrigeration waste. And I'm way oversimplifying this, but I'll put a link in the show notes to Tradewater's website. So if you want to read more about the work that they're doing, you can. So we put that in place in 2021. And then in 2022, we received a sustainability grant from BMO Harris. So we got $10,000 to put toward various sustainability initiatives. We didn't do as much with that grant as I would have liked. And I want to do more related to environmentalism and our impact on the planet this year. One thing we were talking about with our management team last week is that this needs to be more for us than just a checkbox. I don't want it to just be like, oh yes, we offset our carbon footprint. Done. Planet impact figured out. Nothing more to do there. I really want to walk the walk and learn how can we be doing a better job of this. There are experts working in this space in our community, but also, you know, nationally and globally who know way more about this stuff than we do. So we want to connect with these experts and follow best practices to operating an environmentally responsible small business and growing business. So there's a lot to come on this. We are taking the entire month of April, which is, you know, Earth Day is in April. Earth Month is kind of the month of April. So we are looking to April as a time frame to roll out a lot of these initiatives that we're working on. But it's something we're going to be putting a spotlight on throughout the entire year and creating goals around this and working on throughout 2023. So it's, you know, I really believe that even though we didn't do as much in this area as we would have liked last year, part of it is because our focus was elsewhere. You know, go back and listen to the 2022 wrap up episodes and I talk in those about some of the challenges we faced. Some of those challenges were distractions, and then just stuff happened that, you know, life happens when you're a small business owner and you're also juggling your family life and a million other things. So I think that putting a spotlight on this and committing to making this a goal for us for this year is going to help us make some real progress on it, which I'm very excited about. So more to come on that if you're interested in environmentalism or, you know, the intersection of business and environment and how we're making this work for us as a small business. I'll share more about that on the podcast And maybe we'll do kind of a lunch and learn about that later in the year if anybody would be interested in that. This is something I'm really passionate about. I think is super, super important for businesses to participate in. And we're also looking for more ways, again, to get our employees involved so they can participate in this and help us execute on our different environmental initiatives and also help us share the story with our customers and all that good stuff. So I think this is a really exciting initiative that we're hoping to focus on this year. And there's a lot coming underneath this that is just really exciting. We're looking at composting. We're looking at how can we connect the community with composting programs. We're looking at how can we reduce our overall use of single-use disposables. I know that's always like a hot button item for people. We're looking at how can we engage with our local elected officials to expand composting in our community on a wider scale in general, because it's one thing for us to, for example, replace all of our disposables with compostable alternatives. But if there's no local composting facilities and easy access to composting programs, then it all ends up in the landfill anyway. So we're looking at how can we engage with our local elected officials to expand composting in the community. We're looking at, is it financially feasible for us to do solar panels at our facility? You know, our ovens, for example, operate on electricity instead of gas. So can we make it even more sustainable and generate our own electricity for those? What can we be doing with our farm partners and our local agriculture partners to connect the community to how their food is produced and where it comes from? A lot of the food that we cook with at our bakery comes from local farms. So why is that important? And what's the environmental story there? And how can we connect our customers to that? There's all this stuff that happen that we're working on or that we're excited about. So part of it is the execution of it. How are we going to execute on these initiatives in the best way and in the way that's going to make the biggest impact? But then also, how are we sharing that story with our customers, with the community, with our employees on the marketing side so that people can get more involved and there's an educational component of it as well? I'm really, really excited about this and really stoked about the progress that we're going to make on this initiative in 2023. And then, like I'm saying, the third and final pillar that we're making part of our core focus for 2023 is that profit side. So we are a for-profit company at the end of the day. We have up until now and up until and including this moment have reinvested pretty much 100% of our profits back into the business to continue to grow it. We doubled the size of our staff last year. We're always upgrading and improving our equipment. We moved into a bigger space. We're looking at expanding our outdoor dining, tightening up our marketing, investing in some more software that can help us get even more efficient with how we operate the business and all that good stuff. So we're looking at continuing on some of the great progress we made last year in terms of finances. We had a really big milestone year on the revenue side, and there's more we can do to be really pursuing and making sure that we're a profitable business in addition to being successful on the revenue side. We also want to take a look on the profit side. One thing that I think will help us hit our profit goals is diversifying our financial model. Almost everything we sell is a baked good, you know, a muffin or a pie or a cup of coffee. We run a bakery, but we want to look at ways we can diversify our financial model and diversify our revenue streams to take some of the pressure off the retail storefront. So we're looking at things like, can we offer classes? Can we expand our catering? Can we do more events? Can we rent our space when we're not in there using it? Can we do birthday parties? Can we bring in guest chefs or guest cookbook authors? What can we do on the affiliate side? If we're teaching a class, can we offer kits or tools that we would keep a percentage of those sales in order to expand out, you know, our affiliate marketing side of the business? So we're looking at ideas for how we can diversify our financial model and take some of the pressure off the retail store And I think that's something that all business owners should really be thinking about as we continue to sort of struggle with inflation and rising costs of goods. If you're running a product-based business, is there a way you can diversify your model a little bit to alleviate some of that financial pressure? So that's something we're also talking about this year. And again, just circling it all around, tying it back to our people and how can we involve our team and how can we get them excited about this stuff as well. So there's a lot coming. I sort of rolled it up into these three verticals of people, planet, and profit. And then we're working as a team to create our sub goals underneath these and work with our leadership team to roll these out. So I'm really, really excited about some of this stuff that we're doing. I feel like we have some real momentum behind us coming out of a super strong 2022. And I am really excited to go into the new year strong and motivated and with a lot of focus between Molly and I and the team about where we're headed. I don't envision growing the business much more than we already have. We knew we needed to grow the business in order to accommodate this new, larger physical space that we moved into midway through 2021. So that was a focus for us last year in 2022. And now that we're heading into 2023, I really see us just continuing down the path that we've continued down. I don't see the business growing a ton this year, but I do see us tightening up our processes, tightening up our operations, again, building a more sustainable financial model, and then reinvesting in our people and some of these environmental initiatives that are really, really important to us. So that's kind of what we're doing for 2023, looking ahead to the new year. I would love to hear more from you guys about what you're focusing on this year. If any of this resonated with you or you want to hear more about these initiatives, please let me know. Shoot me an email or hop over onto the Facebook group. I would love to continue the conversation there. Otherwise, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week and we will be back soon with another podcast episode. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Kitchen Notes. We hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform so that you can listen in again next week. And if you appreciated the show, jump over to iTunes and give us a rating or review. It really helps make it possible for us to continue sharing helpful bakery content with you all. And for more information about starting and running a profitable bakery business, visit bakerybusinessacademy.com. Talk to you next week.